USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The COVID-19 vaccines made by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna set off a persistent immune reaction in the body that may protect against the coronavirus for years. Scientists at Washington University in St. Louis reported on Monday. The findings add to growing evidence that most people immunized with the mRNA vaccines may not need boosters. Facebook's market value surpassed $1 trillion for the first time Monday after a federal judge dismissed an antitrust complaint from the Federal Trade Commission. The move pushed up shares nearly 5%. The judge described the FTC's complaint as legally insufficient. Cataluna Enriquez, a biological male who identifies as a woman, has won the title of Miss Nevada USA. Enriquez won the beauty pageant on Sunday in Las Vegas, Nevada. She will be the first transgender person ever to compete in the Miss USA pageant, which will be held on November 29th. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's get a Surfside, Florida building collapse update with Dan Araki.
The search and rescue operation continued into a fifth day at the site of the partially collapsed condominium tower in Surfside, Florida. The official death toll now stands at 11 after two more bodies were pulled from the rubble on Monday, with 151 people still missing. Several hundred rescue workers have been joined at the site by teams from Mexico and Israel as they continue to search for survivors. Florida Fire Marshal Jimmy Petronas tells CNBC about the efforts those crews are making.
They're working 12-hour shifts. From midnight to noon, noon to midnight, about 80 men and women at a time. So the amount of work that they're doing is enormous, but it's also painfully delicate also because of the unstable environment they're working in and effort to save lives because of the potential of lives being below the rubble.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As the Surfside, Florida rescue efforts continue, looking for survivors from the building collapse last week, local resident Michael Ruiz on Fox News describes the area and the people of the area.
Well, we live just down the street, and it's just overwhelming. There's an overwhelming sadness. Things are not the same down here. Everybody's just pretty much in a loom of just sadness of everything that's going on. It was so close to home, so close to each one of our own buildings, yes. So those images that you're seeing there, that's 5-6 days after. When I got there, I got up at 2 o'clock in the morning and took off over there. And I literally walked into what was just had happened in less than an hour before. And it was just devastating. I mean, as I walked up to the building through the side, I saw the firefighters helping some elderly ladies coming down from the balconies. I took video footage of that, and I still had not seen the devastation that we're all seeing now, because from the outside of the building, it looks fine from the street side. But when you walk into towards down the corridor between both buildings, you go to the beach side, and as I was turning left and looking up, it was just mammoth. It was just like if you got a building and you literally cut it in halves, and with all these apartments just having everything sticking out.
That's a sad story indeed. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.